The Holy Father told the more than 30,000 people gathered for the open-air Mass under threatening skies in the southern Italian town of San Giovanni Rotondo that caring for people who flee war and persecution is a necessary task, even though it presents not a few difficulties. The Pope's remarks came one day after the United Nations-sponsored World Day for Refugees, which seeks to draw attention to the plight of the millions of people who are forced by strife, anarchy, persecution, and crushing poverty to flee their homes, their lands, and their livelihoods.
Padre Pio conservò i propri doni naturali.
In his homily, the Holy Father encouraged the Capuchin friars, the Padre Pio prayer group members, and all the faithful of the town not to lose sight of their principal duty, which is to God. The Pope said, "Many of you, religious and secular, are so taken up by the thousand tasks required by service to pilgrims or the sick in the hospitals that you run the risk of neglecting the thing that is really needed, listening to Christ to fulfill the will of God."
Siete talmente presi dalle mille incombenze richieste dal servizio ai pellegrini oppure ai malati nell'ospedale.
San Giovanni Rotondo's economy revolves around the saint, with hotels and restaurants getting the vast majority of their business from the more than 7 million pilgrims who flock to San Giovanni Rotondo annually. The Holy Father held up Padre Pio as a model of sanctity, saying that his greatest struggles were, like Jesus' own, spiritual in nature. The attacks of the devil were the greatest tempest that assailed him, he said, and he defended himself from them with the armor of God, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Saint Pius of Pietralcina, Padre Pio as he is affectionately known the world over, died 41 years ago after a life of intense mystical experience and the most rigorous self-abnegation. Pope John Paul II canonized him in 2002. I'm Chris Altieri.